With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Student anti-Israeli protests continuing at college campuses all around the nation.
Some universities have moved to shut down encampments amid reports of anti-Semitic activity. Washington University in St. Louis locked some campus buildings and arrested protesters Saturday, including Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein. Meanwhile, the University of Southern California says it has temporarily closed its University Park campus to non-residents.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Now, in addition, police in riot gear cleared an encampment at Northeastern University in Boston. Also, at SRNnews.com, Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says President Biden is just plain wrong to say he finds fault with both sides of the anti-Israeli student demonstration.
He can't draw a strong distinction between anti-Semitic mobs on the one hand and people who understand there are civilian casualties in Gaza, but that those civilian casualties are the responsibility of Hamas, not Israel.
Senator Cotton speaking this week with the Salem Radio Network. The New York Post says a new investigation finds leftist billionaire George Soros is funding the agitators behind the radical anti-Israel protest, those protests being led by paid radicals who are, quote, fellows of a Soros-funded group called the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights. Been a rough 2 days in parts of Middle America. Two people are dead in Oklahoma following a series of twisters in the Sooner State. Many others have been injured and a lot of homes destroyed. And it's not over. Forecasters say as many as 6 or 7 states could have tornadic activity today and tonight. This is SRN News. Well, the Holy Bible will feature in an auction coming up this summer.
Amongst the items that will be on the block at Christie's in London will be the Crosby Shoyan Codex. It's the oldest complete version of the first epistle of Peter and the book of Jonah. The ancient manuscript is written in the Coptic language on papyrus. It is expected to fetch about $4 million at the June auction. Last year, a 1,000-year-old Hebrew Bible was sold for $38 million at Sotheby's in New York. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton dropping a request for a Seattle hospital to hand over records regarding sex change operations performed on kids from Texas. It's part of the settlement of a suit filed by Seattle Children's Hospital against Paxton's office. For its part, the hospital has agreed to withdraw its registration to transact business in the Lone Star State. This is SRN News. Regulators closing down Republic First Bank, a regional lender operating in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation says it seized a Philadelphia-based bank, which did business as Republic Bank and had roughly $6 billion in assets and $4 billion in deposits as of January 31st. Fulton Bank, which is based in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, agreed to assume substantially all of the failed bank's deposits and buy essentially all of its assets. The FDIC says Republic Bank's 32 branches are reopening as branches of Fulton Bank. I'm Norman Hall.
National Traffic Safety Administration investigating whether last year's recall of Tesla's autopilot driving system actually did enough at the time to make sure drivers paid attention to the road. Tesla reported 20 more crashes involving the autopilot since the recall. More details at SRNnews.com.